Take a look at two competing rituals this morning while Congress sort of attempts to finger blame for what's going on in the economy on one party or another. American voters are scratching their heads over who can lead us out of this economic mess, who got us into this economic mess. It's a ritual in the sense that around this time, as we prepare for a presidential election every 4 years, American voters sort of shed their party affiliation, scratch their head and go, what do I want to do in the future? It's the ritual of independent voters in the United States. As we've noted many times on this program, party affiliations tend to be loose among the electorate broadly, even though they are very, very strong in the primary process as the nominating process gets going. Here to talk about the issues for independent voters, particularly for President Obama and others running for the White House, Anna Sales, reporter for itsafreecountry.org. That's the politics website. For our co-producer, WNYC. Anna, welcome back.
Thank you.
It was interesting having you out there in Colorado, taking a look at independent voters in one state. But now you've kind of enlarged the window to take a look nationally at what's going on with some would say, indecisive, fickle, loosely party-affiliated voters who are having trouble making up their minds.
Well, you talked about the ritual of independent voters, and it's actually a ritual that's increasing the phenomenon of independent voters. Their ranks are growing. And President Obama needed these voters when he won in 2008, not just in the general election, but in the nominating contest against Hillary Clinton. They were decisive. So these are important voters, but they're difficult to pin down because what does an independent voter believe? An independent voter believes that the Democratic and the Republican Party doesn't represent them. But then what does that mean for a candidate trying to appeal to them?
And you at least have two groups in the sense that you've got independents who come from the Democratic Party but who get disillusioned easily with the Democrats. Or you've got folks who are affiliated with the Republicans but then for one reason or another got disillusioned. And of course, the Bush years were very disillusioning to a lot of GOP voters. And then you got this sort of X factor of folks who don't participate in politics and then suddenly pop up, and they're independents as well.
Exactly. So you've got disaffected voters, you've got libertarians, you've got folks who are more fiscally moderate but socially liberal. So this is kind of a difficult group to pin down, but there are a bunch of groups trying to grab these voters because they're so important. But their different approaches show that they have really different definitions about what an independent voter is. There's a group called independentvoting.org, and what they say is, look, independent voters don't believe a single thing except they believe that the two-party system doesn't work. Listen to this.
I think what they're saying is, I do not wish to belong to a political party. In a society such as ours, which is a two-party system, that's a pretty damn explosive and important thing to say.
Now, she's the head of independentvoting.org.
That's Jackie
Salet. Salet, right. But although Ralph Nader said it in 2000.
Well, what Jackie Salet is then saying is, look, if this is what people are saying, this doesn't mean that we need to just sort of split the baby on a bunch of issues and get the sort of fiscally moderate compromise in line. What she's saying is people are saying the primary system is broken. We need to look at opening up primaries. We need to look at having top two kind of selection processes as opposed to party primaries. And she's working with a lot of different groups at the grassroots level who are doing just that. There's a guy in Arizona who's actually a former Democratic legislator who's part of an effort to get petition signed to get on the ballot in November a top two primary system, which would mean instead of a Democratic and a Republican primary, everyone would vote, and the top two vote getters would then go on to the general election. And what he says is, look, we're going to do this in Arizona, which is ground zero of this divisive political culture. This is what he said.
Arizona represents the source of hyperpartisanship. We're going to change it at the source and hopefully with that send a message nationwide.
All right. So both of these individuals represent system changes to basically allow independents a sense that their voice will be heard. Is that likely to play out in time for either the primary race or 2012?
No, it's that's happening parallel to that.
Great,
but they're
going back to
they're
bed.
Trying to make the case that for Obama to appeal to independent voters to talk about issues is not the right approach. He needs to talk about the structure and the systems and get back to that post-partisan image that he had in 2008. Of course, there are other groups who are saying what independent voters are really responding to is the inaction and gridlock in Washington.
And these are the groups that are trying to say, we're your home. independents, come to us.
What are these groups? We're your home. We are going to create incentives for bipartisan compromise. There's that group No Labels that had that big flashy launch back in December. And since then, they've been organizing local chapters all across the country. They're in about 400 to 435 congressional districts. And some of the interesting things that are happening there is they're trying to create this counterweight to the Tea Party organizing.
And Tea Party sort of says no more business as usual as far as Republicans are concerned and have had a radical influence in the Congress. No Labels is saying no more business as usual.
No more business as usual. Compromise isn't a dirty word. And the Tea Party compromise is definitely a dirty word. So one of the things they're doing is organizing in support of people like Olympia Snowe, who has primary challengers lining up in May because she in Maine because she supported bipartisan compromise. So they're saying
a centrist Republican from Maine.
Yes. Right. So No Labels is saying let's get some Democrats, independents, Republicans together and support her because she's the kind of solutions-driven politician we need in Washington.
So No Labels has money, and they got a flashy sort of media message. Do they have the numbers?
They don't have the numbers yet, but they are growing. So that's the question for 2012. There are all these efforts. And then, of course, the other sort of novel thing that's happening is that group Americans Elect, which is that online, we're going to create an internet-based primary that gets around these two-party systems and let people vote on the internet to get other candidates on the ballot.
Now, that's a huge kind of hyper-petition drive mechanism that they're trying to create. Who did you talk with there?
I talked to a guy, Elliot Ackerman, who is the policy director of Americans Elect, and what he's saying is, look, the two-party system is the problem. He agrees with the independent voter advocates on that, but he's saying we need to get everybody together, get them voting on the internet. But what is interesting is we don't know who's behind this effort. This is what he said when I asked, why don't they reveal all their donors?
Folks who are trying to build an open nominating process for a ticket to be directly nominated by the American people feel at some level uncomfortable about doing that because they're going to be attacked by the two major parties.
And ultimately, they're going to have to deal with electoral realities. Independents are fine, but they're much more valuable in Florida or Colorado or Pennsylvania than they are in a non-contested state like New York.
I mean, this is the issue with organizing independent voters. The Democratic and the Republican parties have the power.
Right.
So how do you get around that in American politics?
A story we will have to revisit with Anna Sale, reporter for itsafreecountry.org, the politics of independent voters. And itsafreecountry.org is the politics website for our co-producer, WNYC. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.